Hello, folks. This is Carl Valeri reporting for Sun and Fun Radio, and I'm with the Stuck Mike Avcast. Currently, we're looking at this really good-looking Mustang II, polished aluminum and green on it. And, sir, this is your aircraft, and who are you?
Yes, Les Burrell from Northeast Georgia.
Northeast Georgia. You just fly in today?
Yes, just got here.
Tell me a little bit about your airplane and how long you've been a home builder.
I've been one for a good while. I built a Lowly P-51 years ago, and I redid a 170 and a few things, but I bought the Mustang II in a torn-up condition. It had been run off the runway and had a landing gear issue, prop strike, that kind of thing, and it sat for about 4 years. It was built by a guy named George Linkus from just outside of Chicago. A real guru, I mean, a real metalworking guy, he's really what home building really was. It was a plans built airplane, built from scratch, and I think it took him about 16 years. And he flew it for about 15 years, and his wife talked him into selling it. Another gentleman by the name of Mike Spangler bought it from him in Newport News, Virginia. And he flew it for about 3 years and did some changes around on it and things like that. And then, unfortunately, he had cancer. And 3 weeks before he passed away, he had a runway incident where he ran off the runway and damaged the airplane. And it pretty well sat for about 4 years. And his wife ended up selling the airplane. And when I looked at it, I was insecure about it because it does have retractable gear, and I wasn't really sure. It's not a factory build. It's designed by George, who is a mechanical engineer. And so I called George and got to know him. I talked to Bob Bushby, who designed the airplane. I looked at a couple of airplanes he had for sale, and he knew George and he knew the airplane. And after talking to those guys, I decided I'd take a chance on restoring it. And so I bought it in that condition and put it back together. And boy, I've been flying it a good bit. I've probably got about 450 hours on it since I got it back together. And done a lot of cross country. I got my IFR rating in it. And I've flown it in several of the Sport Air Racing League races. So it's a go-get machine. Burns, you know, I'm running about 190 and cruising. It's squared up 24-24. Burns about 7 gallons an hour. And so, you know.
Now this aircraft, the Mustang II, tell us a little bit about the design in general. What are the main characteristics? Is it for someone to go fast and IFR platform? Is it stable enough?
Well, it's a second generation of the midget Mustang designed by Mr. Long. He was a aeronautical engineer back, and he ran the midget Mustang in the 30s. And they still sell them. They've got a booth here where you can buy the midget and the Mustang II. And they got the quick build kits and things like that. They're really good. What I always say about the Mustang II is the only thing you're going to envy the RV guys is when they're doing 70 in the pattern, you're not going to be doing that. You're going to be doing about 90. And so, but as far as flying and speed and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's got a tapered wing, very thin wing, very similar to the P-51. And that's why they called it the Mustang II. And so Bob Bushby bought the rights to manufacture the pre-kits. It was just the plans back in the 50s. And he sold the midget Mustangs for years, and then he designed the Mustang II in the early 60s, and they've been around since then. And there's guys that really do have some nice ones out there.
Yeah, they sure do, and I've seen a few other ones out here. Yours is the only one out there today, right now? No, wait.
There's another one on.
Yep, I see
there. Paul Cox, I believe, is here, and he's got a very nice Mustang II out there.
Cool. Yeah, it's a great design. It looks like it's got quite a bit of visibility. And the tapered wing, how about doing maneuvers like stalls and steep turns?
I got to tell you, mine stalls straightforward, no problem. Doesn't try to snap out from under you or anything like that. And it's aerobatic. You know, it's 6 and 4.5 Gs or something like that, 9 Gs positive, total. Yeah. So it's a go-get machine.
Now, how about with the instruments? Do most people do that? Do they?
In fact, a lot of the Mustang II guys are instrument guys. Yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to say it's a real stable platform for your, learning that and all that. But what I felt like was, if I was going to fly this airplane in IFR, I needed to learn in this airplane, and I did, and I had a great time doing it. It does very well.
Yeah, and that's what this event is about. You know, it's about the home builds. And the other thing too, I was going to talk about a little bit, is say somebody's looking into getting into home building. This isn't your first rodeo. You've done this before, and I assume you might do one again, because most people that build want to keep building. Someone who's getting into it, what would you recommend? Would you recommend them getting help from somebody else to help them build, or is there a good network for this and other designs?
There's a very good network for this. They have a website that has a kind of interactive deal with a lot of guys that are building and previous builders. And the factory sells the quick build kits. And I got to tell you, if you hadn't seen them up close, you ought to go by and look at them. They got a really strong spar and, you know, some really good stuff. It can go fairly fast. I mean, any of this stuff goes fairly slow. And yeah, I am building a midget Mustang right now.
Of course, you just can't stop building. You know, it's funny, I've gotten some people tell me that if you want to fly, maybe it's not a good idea to have something you're building. Make sure you also have something you're flying at the same time, whether it's you're renting or not. Do you really like flying, and do you really like building, and which one's preferred for you?
Well, I guess flying is preferred, but my goal is to always have one airplane that I can get in and go while I work on two or three others. So that's the way it goes. That's crucial that you got something you can go somewhere.
Yes, and it seems that's a common theme. Let's talk a little about something else, unless there's something else you want to talk about your particular airplane. One of the things that we've been hearing through the show is that maybe our interviews have been underrepresenting some of the home belts out here. I'd love to get out there. There's something a little unique about the airfield right now. Is I'm standing on one side of a fence, and the fence is a black fence that TSA has actually closed off for the air show, and it's been pretty difficult to get out there on the field. There's a very small time frame. Of course, Sun and Fun is all about home builds. This is really where we started. This is grassroots aviation. As far as your experience with flying in here, what have you had to go through, and as far as getting in and out, what has your experience been?
Well, I arrived here about 11:30 or so, and I was tying down the airplane, what have you, and had several people come by and, you know, talking aviation, things like that. But I got to tell you, 10 minutes after 12, we were directed to leave the field, and, you know, the airport is open until 12:30, and yet we can't even unload our airplane to get off the out of the restricted area. But the other thing is, it's always seemed kind of strange to me that the home builds are inaccessible during the air show. You can't go sit under the wing. You can't go out and do the things that you can do at the vintage airplanes or at the general aviation. You know, you're just restricted. And it's a good portion of the time. So you end up carrying all your stuff around that you acquire here until the air show's over, and then get back out to your airplane. So it's something I wish they could work on, really. I do. And I've been down here many times, I got to tell you. And it's kind of irritating, to tell you the truth.
So this is something new, and this has been something new for most folks here. And what would you suggest they do? Suggest they move it or something else?
Well, I just think that the home builds ought to be accessible to the owners anytime they're here, like all the other aircraft. I mean, I guess the Warbird area is open during the air show. Everything but the home built is accessible that I know of. I mean, so that would just make it a lot better for guys like me.
Yeah, it'd be better for me too. I'd love to get out there and talk to all the home builders. And as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do next is head on over to the Warbirds and the vintage aircraft, because obviously that area is open. I can talk to those folks. But did they tell you when that's going to open up again at the end of the show, the air show?
No, they didn't. They just told me I had to get off, and, you know, pretty emphatic about it.
Yeah, and if you're out here with a home built, just realize you do need to leave when they ask you to come off, because it is the TSA that's asking us to leave here. But I do appreciate your comments on that. And other than that, you're excited to see the show?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I came a long way to see it. You know, hopefully I have a good time. My brother flew his Stearman down, and, you know, we're going to hang out a little bit.
Awesome. I'd love to go see the steerman.
All right.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us. And this is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio reporting here at the Home Built Corner. Go out there. It's a Mustang 2. Really good looking. It's green and just nice, shiny, silver metal tapered wings. Looks sharp.